From here, once she stands up, we have animals, right? All the animals, we're doing all that. And let's get ready for the thunderstorm.
Hey, my name is Skylar Sullivan, coming from New York City.
What do you do when you're not teaching mime at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp?
I've been working for PBS, doing some shows, Sesame Street and Electric Company, or a couple shows that I've been working on, as well as my own acting in the arts.
Go, Charlie. Good. And let's see the sunshine be revealed.
I'm Olivia. I'm from Sitka, but I'm moving to Puerto Rico at the moment.
What do you like about mime?
You normally take it for granted. You really do. You say it looks easy, but then you actually get into it. It's not quite as easy. You get quite a good workout from it.
Olivia, can you tell me a little bit about what you're going to perform? Are you guys going to perform tonight?
Yes, we are. We're going to do like a thing where we start out as like an entrance that looks like an entrance into the world, and we sort of go out like an exit into the world, just if that makes sense.
I think mime, sometimes you just have to see it to get it.
Yeah, you really do. You really do.
I'm Charlie Henry. I'm from Haines, Alaska.
All right. What grade are you in, Charlie?
I'm going into eighth.
All right. And what else do you take besides mime?
Animation, acting 101, advanced improv, and clowning.
What's your part in the performance tonight, in the entrance into the world and the exit to the world? Can you describe what you do?
Well, I'm part of the sun, part of the waves. I'm a chameleon, and I'm a guy with an umbrella.
But you don't really have an umbrella. You just convince us that you do.
Exactly. Yeah.
Look what's right in front of you. Charlie, see this V? That's you. That's where I want you to end up. Okay?
Behind the middle.
Boom, boom, boom.
You guys are seeing
Leon, I know you.
Yes, hi.
Leon Claire from Sitka, and you are?
Hannah from Tacoma, Washington.
Leon, playing your violin?
Yes, I am, in orchestra.
What else are you doing?
Partner acrobatics, black and white photography, mime, and clowning.
Is this your last year in the middle school camp?
Yes, it is.
Are you going to keep doing it in high school?
I hope so.
What do you two do in the mime?
Well, it's basically like the whole class sort of works together, and we're making different images that we like gradually morph into something else.
It's just basically physical storytelling. I think it's a unique skill to get out on a stage with no props or no set and be able to tell a story, especially by yourself. This class we focus a little bit more on ensemble building, so we kind of worked and created pieces together and used our bodies in ways that, you know, you couldn't do by yourself because it's a bigger class. So hope you enjoy the show.
When you see the elephants going, this is the end of our piece. When they get about as far as they can go, you can black out. Let's run the whole thing.